This is CBS Eye on the World. Bob Zimmerman is here. He keeps the website Behind the Black. We need to be educated about the possibility of an asteroid striking Earth now or in the future. Bob, a near-Earth object now regarded as dangerous. What is it, and what does dangerous mean when we're talking about the scale of the solar system?
One of the problems we've got is whenever astronomers label an asteroid as potentially dangerous, the press goes hog wild. Killer asteroid found. We're all going to die. Chicken Little running around without its head on. A potentially dangerous asteroid just merely means that the asteroid crosses the Earth's orbit, and at some point, sometime in the future, chaotic orbital mechanics might bring that orbit into a collision course with the Earth. But it doesn't mean that that collision is near or possible or even faintly worrisome. And so what has happened is astronomers using a variety of ground-based telescopes have discovered three new near-Earth asteroids. What makes these discoveries significant is twofold. First, they are orbiting inside the Earth's orbit, and those are very difficult to find. This is the really most important part of the story. Because when you look with asteroids that are closer to the sun than the Earth, you've got to find them in the glare of the sun, and most telescopes have great difficulty doing that. And so there are almost certainly lots of asteroids inside the orbit of the Earth that we don't know about because we can't see them. And this survey attempted to find near-Earth asteroids inside the sun's orbit, and they found, they detected three. Two are new, one has been known for about a year, but they were able to spot them. And the two that were not known before, one is about a mile-wide asteroid called 2022 AP7, and its orbit does bring it across the Earth's orbit. So that means it's a potentially dangerous asteroid. It never gets closer to the Earth right now than more than 4 million miles, and based upon what we know of its orbit, it's going to be many thousands of years before that orbit might hit the Earth. So it's not even a serious worry. But it is definitely labeled as a potentially dangerous near-Earth asteroid, and it does highlight the fact we have a blind spot in our surveys of asteroids in the solar system. The blind spot is looking towards the sun. And to solve that problem, we're going to have to get a telescope or a orbiting telescope closer to the sun to look outward so that the glare of the sun is not blinding us. And that's not in the works right now, but it needs to be, John.
And we go now to a mission Psyche, an asteroid mission. But that's been delayed, right, Bob? They've got a new date.
Yes, they have software issues that forced them to cancel the launch that was supposed to happen this fall, and they've now decided they think they're going to get those software issues resolved, and they've set a date of October 10th, 2023, with arrival in 29. If they had launched this year, they would have arrived in 27, so this new launch date extends the flight by an extra year. It's going to launch on the Falcon Heavy, but it looks like they're getting ready. This is a mission that's going to visit asteroids near the orbit of Jupiter, the Trojan asteroids that orbit with Jupiter fore and aft of that giant gas giant. And it's going to visit about, somewhere between 10 and 12 asteroids. I forget the count. So it's going to be a very cool mission. I hope it launches. That's the main thing.
We go to the surface of Mars, to the very dutiful Perseverance. This is a broadcast without end, because Perseverance is doing the hard work of a future mission. They've decided on a pickup site. What's the significance, Bob?
Yes, Perseverance is gathering core samples. It's going to drop off the core samples it's collected from the floor of Jezero Crater. They've now picked the spot. It's a flat spot, a wide open flat spot, where they're going to leave this sample depot. And that's the spot that a helicopter will come by in the future, pick up the samples from the ground, and bring them to a sample return rocket that's going to take them back to Earth. So that's now, they now have picked the first site. They'll pick other sites as they move up the delta and move into other regions around Jezero Crater, but we now know at least where one pickup site will be when the helicopter gets there, John.
To clarify, we have a few seconds there. A helicopter picks them up and takes them where?
To a sample return rocket that will then take, they'll put deposits inside the rocket takes off, it has a sample return capsule that will come back to Earth and bring the samples with it.
Bob Zimmerman. He keeps the website Behind the Black. I'm John Mack.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor,